There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Do you know, whenever there is a policeman or an ex-policeman in the room, for some reason, I feel slightly nervous. I don't think I've done anything wrong. However, that remains to be seen. However, today, doubly nervous because we have an expert public speaker with us. Former Dubai Police Lieutenant Colonel Mohammed Murad is here. It's very nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. So you are, in fact, the international president of Toastmasters International. Your thing now is, aside from your entrepreneurial activities, you have a passion for training, leadership and team spirit. I understand how that may come from your background in the police, but you are a public speaker. You certainly have the voice for it. Tell us, before anything, about Toastmasters International.
Okay. So I just wanted to make a correction. I'm not the current international president of Toastmasters International.
Were,
I was in the year 2014-2015.
Yeah.
And basically, Toastmasters International is an international organization that has been established in 1924 by Dr. Ralph Smedley in California. So it's 90 plus years old, and it started by promoting public speaking.
Right.
And as the years went by, we realized within the organization that public speaking is only one part of communication. So we changed our branding to say that we are a communication organization. But not only that, because what we found out is that communication is a first step to leadership. So right now, Toastmasters is about communication and leadership skill development rather than only public speaking, which is a part of it. And you start by public speaking, training on public speaking, but you go ahead into looking at motivating teams, talking to teams, and being able to lead in a way that would achieve your goals.
And it's quite a useful organization to be part of, then. It's not just about talking. As you said, well, you mentioned to us just as you walked in, it's also the secret of learning to listen to people.
Yes. Listening is the bigger part of communication. So as you learn how to speak, you only will be able to be effective in speaking while you listen to what the people who are receiving, on the receiving end, what they want to hear, and how you convey that in a way that would be convincing to them is a fascinating twist into how you look at how you can develop your communication skills.
How did you go from Dubai Police? You retired in 2003? 2003. Mm-hmm. What led you to public speaking? I mean, clearly as a police officer, you need to deal with all kinds of situations,
right,
all kinds of people. You need a level of confidence to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the progression. But what led you into public speaking? Did you feel like I'm stepping into a business world? You are an entrepreneur since the police force. But what was it that took you?
So I joined Toastmasters when I was in the police. And mind you, police officers are not very good speakers. You know, they're used to giving orders and telling people what to do. But actually speaking to people in a way that is convincing wasn't there at the beginning of my career, because I was working in the criminal investigation department, so dealing with a lot of crime and so on. So one day, there's a guy which I am indebted to for the rest of my life. His name was William Sampson, and I used to had some business relationship with him and so on. And he comes to me and he says, why don't you come and visit a Toastmasters club? So I said, Toastmasters, I'm a police officer. I don't go places where they serve alcohol. So he said, no, it's not that kind of toast. It's about public speaking at that time.
Okay.
So I said, okay, I have nothing to do. I'll come and watch what is happening there. So went there and saw a couple of people standing up, giving speeches, other people evaluating. That is where the listening part comes, because you need to evaluate the speakers also. And there was an interesting part of the meeting, which is called the table topics, where you are given a topic where you don't know anything about and you're expected to speak about it for 1 to 2 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I quite like the sound of that. That's kind of a bit of a challenge. But, I mean, you talked about your friend introducing you to Toastmasters. Is it one of those places that you need to know someone to be a part of, or is it somewhere that Tim, who is quite afraid of public speaking, mm-hmm. could maybe turn up and join?
It's for anyone who is above 18, because Toastmasters clubs are for people who are 18 and above. But we do have gavel clubs and for the younger generation also.
I like the sound.
It's open for everyone. So a lot of guests come to us by looking or Googling public speaking, and then Toastmasters comes up. And within the website, which is toastmasters.org, there's a small tab which says Find a Club. So you put in Dubai and you will have a whole list of clubs that are there. You can contact them and attend and you will feel right at home. They are so welcoming.
Do you know, I've been to one of the clubs, Stranger, a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was, I forget what the event was, but I saw a few of the things that go on at the club. And it strikes me that it's one of those things that you do. Very few of us get any training at all about speaking in public. And if you want to effectively lead a sales team, a marketing team, whatever it is, mm-hmm. At work, you need to have some of those skills. And they're skills that you can learn, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is that you start with something called the competent communicator. Right. So you get a manual with 10 project speeches. The first of which is the icebreaker, which says, just speak about yourself for 4 to 6 minutes in front of people.
Which is not as easy as it sounds.
It's not, actually. You find out that it's quite difficult. But then that's the easy thing you can speak about, yourself. And then you go into learning how to organize your speech, then going into body language, vocal variety. And then the pinnacle of the 10 speeches within the basic communication is how to persuade people, how to motivate them to take action. And after you finish that, and there are many milestones within Toastmasters, you have advanced manuals. So manuals for the sales, manuals for technical speeches, manuals for management speeches, manuals for going into interviews, whether it's radio or TV and so on. So you get training on a whole lot of things, and you have a choice to specialize and to get trained on the certain aspects that you want to get trained on.
And I suppose Toastmasters is about empowering people, giving them the confidence to talk in public, whether mm-hmm. it's for a job or whether it's something that you just want to be better at. But you mentioned the Gavel Club. You mentioned that you want to get the youth involved. What is the Gavel Club exactly?
Well, the Gavel Club is exactly the same as the Toastmasters Club for adults, but it's for the age bracket of around 11 to 18. Because they interact differently. So it's nice for them to be together. And they do exactly the same thing. So we have the youth having the executive committee of the club. So we have a president, we have a vice president education, vice president PR, vice president membership. So they learn not only to do speeches, but they learn how to take on leadership skills. And we believe that communication is a continuum from childhood. So once you hone the skills of the children, they will be able to come forward and become successful and hopefully become Toastmasters even after 18.
And it's such an important life skill, isn't it? Just
Absolutely.
The ability to communicate. And I suppose one of the things about Dubai, you know better than anybody, is if there's a nationality we haven't met here, they're going to be here soon. You've got a chance to talk to all kinds of different people.
Absolutely. It's a mindset change. For me, I call Toastmasters as a lifelong journey. Uh-huh. And it causes you to change your mindset into how you approach things, you approach problems, and also people.
Would it have helped you? Can I just reverse, just very briefly, one last question, because it's occurred to me that as a police officer,
right.
Which is, you know, your background, would it have helped you to be more confident as a speaker while you were a police officer? Would you have approached your job differently, do you think?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you a small story.
Okay.
I used to be in the criminal investigation department, as I told you. So, you know, a lot of toughness, you wouldn't have seen the smile that you see on me right now.
We were scared when you walked in. I mean, you saw that.
Yeah. Right. But then, you know, I used to communicate with my people and so on. Sometimes my wife was with me in the car. So, you know, job, it's work, it's criminals and so on. So I was tough. So one day she tells me, I can't believe how you deal with your people. This is not good and you need to better your communication with them. So I took that to heart. I didn't speak anything because, you know, I can't speak in front of my wife. And I looked at it from different positions. So when I got the invitation for the Toastmasters Club, I wanted to test how did I change from becoming a Toastmaster than before becoming a Toastmaster. So, you know, I was talking to my people and so on when work was coming up and I was off duty. And one day my wife tells me, you know what? I started liking you because you speak to the people in a much better way. So that made it for me. So it has changed me a lot. You change perspective, you change personalities, you gain the confidence. One of the things that I attribute to Toastmasters is the fact that I got promoted within the police 3 times after I joined Toastmasters, as opposed to 1 time with the same period in front and back. I got the confidence to ask for voluntary retirement.
That's why you're smiling.
2 master degrees.
That's why you're smiling.
So you got the, it helped you at work, and it also helped you at home, by the sounds of things.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We are
much better off now.
It's been great to have you here. Former Dubai Police Lieutenant Colonel Mohammed Murad, he is a former international president of Toastmasters and still an advocate for the public speaking arena. It's really good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.